Your business, my voice. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 250. Today we'll be reading Proverbs chapters 5 through 7. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 5. My child, be attentive to my wisdom. Pay close attention to my understanding in order to safeguard discretion and that your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her seductive words are smoother than olive oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. Lest she should make level the path leading to life, her paths are unstable, but she does not know it. So now, children, listen to me. Do not turn aside from the words I speak. Keep yourself far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your vigor to others and your years to a cruel person, lest strangers devour your strength and your labor benefit another man's house. At the end of your life you will groan when your flesh and your body are wasted away, and you will say, "How I hated discipline! My heart spurned reproof, for I did not obey my teachers and I did not heed my instructors. I almost came to complete ruin in the midst of the whole congregation." Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your springs be dispersed outside, your streams of water in the wide plazas? Let them be for yourself alone and not for strangers with you. May your fountain be blessed and may you rejoice in your young wife, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breasts satisfy you at all times. May you be captivated by her love always. But why should you be captivated, my son, by an adulteress and embrace the bosom of a different woman? For the ways of a person are in front of the Lord's eyes, and the Lord weighs all that person's paths. The wicked will be captured by his own iniquities, and he will be held by the cords of his own sin. He will die because there was no discipline. Because of the greatness of his folly, he will reel. Proverbs chapter 6. My child, if you have made a pledge for your neighbor and have become a guarantor for a stranger, if you have been ensnared by the words you have uttered and have been caught by the words you have spoken, then, my child, do this in order to deliver yourself because you have fallen into your neighbor's power. Go, humble yourself, and appeal firmly to your neighbor. Permit no sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from a snare and like a bird from the trap of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard, observe its ways and be wise. It has no commander, overseer, or ruler, yet it prepares its food in the summer. It gathers at the harvest what it will eat. How long, you sluggard, will you lie there? Will you rise from your sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to relax? And your poverty will come like a robber, and your need like an armed man. A worthless and wicked person walks around saying perverse things. He winks with his eyes, signals with his feet, and points with his fingers. He plots evil with perverse thoughts in his heart. He spreads contention at all times. Therefore, his disaster will come suddenly. In an instant, he will be broken, and there will be no remedy. There are six things that the Lord hates, even seven things that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to run to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who spreads discord among family members. My child, guard the commands of your father and do not forsake the instruction of your mother. Bind them on your heart continually. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you wake up, they will talk to you. For the commandments are like a lamp. Instruction is like a light, and rebukes of discipline are like the road leading to life by keeping you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the loose woman. Do not lust in your heart for her beauty, and do not let her captivate you with her alluring eyes. For on account of a prostitute one is brought down to a loaf of bread, but the wife of another man preys on your precious life. Can a man hold fire against his chest without burning his clothes? Can a man walk on hot coals without scorching his feet? So it is with the one who has sex with his neighbor's wife. No one who touches her will escape punishment. People do not despise a thief when he steals to fulfill his need when he is hungry. Yet if he is caught, he must repay seven times over. He might even have to give all the wealth of his house. A man who commits adultery with a woman lacks wisdom. Whoever does it destroys his own life. He will be beaten and despised, and his reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy kindles a husband's rage. He will not show mercy when he takes revenge. Do not consider any compensation. He will not be willing, even if you multiply the compensation. Proverbs chapter 7. My child, keep my words and treasure up my commands in your own keeping. Keep my commands so that you may live, and obey my instruction as your most prized possession. Bind them on your forearm, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and call understanding a close relative so that they may keep you from the adulterous woman, from the loose woman who flatters you with her words. For at the window of my house, through my window lattice, I looked out and saw among the naive, I discerned among the youths, a young man who lacked wisdom. He was passing by the street near her corner, making his way along the road to her house, in the twilight, the evening, in the dark of the night. Suddenly a woman came out to meet him. She was dressed like a prostitute and with a secret intent. She is loud and rebellious. She does not remain at home, at one time outside, at another in the wide plazas, and by every corner she lies in wait. So she grabbed him and kissed him, and with a bold expression she said to him, "I have fresh meat at home. Today I have fulfilled my vows. That is why I came out to meet you, to look for you, and I found you. I have spread my bed with elegant coverings, with richly colored fabric from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deeply of lovemaking until morning. Let's delight ourselves with sexual intercourse, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a journey of some distance. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will not return until the end of the month." She persuaded him with persuasive words. With her smooth talk, she compelled him. Suddenly, he went after her like an ox that goes to the slaughter, like a stag prancing into a trapper's snare, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird hurrying into a trap, and he does not know that it will cost him his life. So now, sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words I speak. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not wander into her pathways, for she has brought down many fatally wounded, and all those she has slain are many. Her house is the way to the grave, going down to the chambers of death. Well, I think there are many in today's sexually submissive society that would say, how quaint. What a quaint lesson from Solomon. Of course, in reality, this is good teaching. Many marriages and many lives have been ruined by people that did not follow this teaching. It's obvious by the context that Solomon was talking to a young man, but this is something that older men and older people of both sexes need to sometimes be reminded of. We're continually bombarded by sexual messages from advertisers and the internet, and this is every bit as relevant today as it was when Solomon spoke the words. Thanks again for being with me. I'm really honored to be a part of your day in this way. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.